Hey, Master, can I talk to you for a second? In private would be best. Okay, good. In your office? Right. So, I've been your maid for 2 months now, and I want to negotiate my wage. I've cleaned every nook and cranny of this huge house, kept my maid uniform spotless every day, always been polite, happy and nice every day, made sure to accommodate you and your guests and be available around the clock, if anything should come up. What you pay me is a nice, livable wage, but I think given what I offer, I deserve a pay above the average for a maid in my position. I've looked up the pay different maids get in different working situations, and I find mine to be on the lower end. Here are some papers. Just take your time and read. I can wait. Sounds reasonable. I'm happy to hear that. So what can you offer me? With all due respect, Master, that would be selling me short. If I'm going to get a small raise like that, at least offer more time off and some higher quality maid uniforms. I want to look good if I'm going to keep putting my heart and soul into this. Oh? Someone's here? You have to talk to them first? Really? I'm continuing this conversation later. You're not ignoring me. Okay, good. After you're done, then. Good morning, Master. Or should I say evening? You never got back to me, did you? Tired after a long day, huh? Too tired to talk to your maid about getting her fair compensation. Doesn't matter. Either way, all of this was just a way to get your attention so I could get closer to what I really want. That money pouch. You don't have one, just a wallet full of cards? Oh, I'm not talking about that pouch or that money. I'm talking about the one you keep hidden from me all day, pretending I don't see it. Do you know why I was okay with this low pay all the time? Did it ever occur to you that I had a plan? I know you recently broke it off with your girlfriend, and you were going to propose and everything, and suddenly she hits you with this. I bet you feel frustrated, angry, humiliated even. You think you have everything under control. That perfect, stable life you wanted is to the right track, and then poof! It all falls down the drain. But that's life. You can't control what other people want and say or do. Or can you? I think I can control you and what you want. You just need to give me a chance. Or rather, just give in to me. Do you know how much semen a man ejaculates? No, because I know. From 2 milliliters to 5 milliliters. Anything above is considered hyperspermia. Anything below is considered hypospermia. What does this have to do with anything? My, my, you really are naive. Didn't it seem almost too perfect that just after a breakup, a cute young woman like myself suddenly came knocking on your door in so desperate need of a job that she would settle for your pathetic excuse of a wage? I mean, just look at me for a second. Mother Nature meant for me to have options, so why would I choose you? No, I was never studying to be a doctor. I know this because I looked it up. Because I am a desperate cum slut. I love cum. Its taste, its thick, slimy texture, the smell. It invigorates me. I get high on cum. And even if you do have hyperspermia, which I think you do, by the way, your cum won't last. What am I going to do with you? Milk you dry. That's all. And then tomorrow, everything will go back to normal. If you behave, that is. How do I know all these things? Did you ever have a chance to look at my papers? I didn't have any. That's because I'm not from here. But, as much as I don't like speaking with food in my mouth, I would much rather we talk over some dinner. But I'm the only one who gets to eat anything, and the dinner is your cock. So first, I'm just going to get my appetizer. I'm going to lick your cock from the base and all the way up to the tip, and as it grows at the mercy of my tongue. You might be noticing that my tongue looks a bit weird. It's extra long and it's forked at the tip, much like a snake's tongue. Let me guess, you're going to think this is some body modification. Cope all you want, coming up with explanation after explanation to run away from the realization that I am, in fact, a succubus. I never cared about your stupid pay to begin with. Housing? Pfft. I can portal around going back to one of my homes in the underworld. Or just find a nice tree branch to hang from like a vampire bat. I can fly wherever I want in the night. Food? I don't need that. My body regenerates easily. All of these human weaknesses, I don't have. But these powers all hinge on one thing. Come. I need your cum. And this money pouch right here. These balls. This is where my pay is, isn't it? And this is where you keep your cum. This is what you've been hiding under those stupid dress pants of yours. You humans. You have this beautiful cock under there. And you want to cover it up with some fancy pants. You're willing to pay so much for it, just so you humans can keep being prudes. Pathetic. But you like the way I lick them, don't you? First one. And then the other. While my other slides up and down your shaft. The way you've been sweating after waking up here just adds to the smell. You're going to be a nice big feast for me tonight. A nice little bonus for my efforts, don't you think? Oh, right. You can't think right now. You're too scared or too horny. Maybe both. But don't worry. Nothing to be afraid of. Like I said, I just want your cum. And then tomorrow, everything goes back to normal. I hope you like having your cock being kissed. I, for one, enjoy it. Me and this guy right here having a little love affair. And you get a first row seat. But the problem is, I love him almost too much. My love for him is so strong that I'm going to devour him. He feels so good in my mouth. Oh, in your face. You look so flushed. You can't concentrate, can you? Your face is completely tensing up. Are you that pent up, huh? Here, let me fix that for you. You can handle that, right? Doesn't my wet throat feel good? The way your cock slides effortlessly in and out. You're even giving me some pre-cum, and it is very, very tasty. I want all of it. There's another thing you need to know about my succubus tongue. There's more to it than just looks. On average, the human tongue has 2,000 to 8,000 taste buds, but mine has up to 10,000. Do you know why? Up to 2,000 of them are specialized, just to be able to taste cum even more delicately. And they're not just in my tongue, they're also certain other strategic places, even as I milk you with my pussy later. And I will do that. I can still taste you inside me, indeed. Like right now. I can taste your emotions, your nervousness, your horniness, and your adrenaline. It's a rush being able to peer into your mind like this. And the more I take in, the more alive and the stronger I feel. So keep those balls busy. I need them producing more for me. In fact, let me get back to them. Come on, work for me. Faster. Faster. Make more. More cum. Your face tells me you caught nothing of what I just said. So maybe you could just come for me instead. And I'll fill you in later. You do seem to be holding on for dear life. And you don't have to for me. I just want your cum. So fill my mouth with your cum. Now. What, you don't like it when I go this fast? What am I saying? Of course you do. It almost looks like your eyes are rolling back. Stop holding back. Let me give you a countdown from 15. And at 0, you will empty every single sticky drop of cum in your balls into my wet, demonic throat. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. Get ready. On 1, you come. 3. 2. 1. You're fading out. Let me just clean you up first, and I'll let you rest for a bit. I just gotta get every last drop here. I need all of this hot, energetic, helpless cum. I think that's all. Night, night. I'm waking you up in 30 minutes, and then we'll get right back to it. Make sure to produce lots of cum for me while you sleep, okay? Your hot succubus maid deserves her fair share. Sleep well.